Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday morning, hop day. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. 15th of February. Made it halfway through February 2023. There's certain songs that I like and that have been written, but I have to change some of the words on them because some of the words are Arminian. And so this was one of them. So I've changed a few of the words. So if it sounds a little different, you'll know. Why? You have shown a deep peace that I never had known, and a joy this world could not afford. You have taken control of my body and soul, to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, by angels in heaven adored. I know you are mine, you're my Savior divine, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. I'm glad that my life has been ordered by Thee, that my will be in perfect accord with Thine own sovereign will, Thy desire to fulfill, to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. All the talents I have, you have laid at your feet. Mine approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small, you've surrendered to me all, to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. Thou art fairer to me than the fairest of earth, thou omnipotent, life-giving word. Thou art worthy of all praise, O thou ancient of days, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, by angels and seraphs in heaven adored. I know you are mine, you're my Savior divine, to my wonderful, wonderful Lord. You know, there's several songs I could never really sing from my heart. Like I Surrender All. The only way that we're going to be resigned to God's will is if by His grace. It's not anything by our free will. There was a big difference between the gospel that George Whitefield preached and the gospel that John Wesley preached. I wondered why there was so much chaos in my family, and I realize it was because there was my dad believed one thing and my mom believed something totally different. My mom didn't really like me talking to my dad because we believed this pretty much the same thing, you know. some people believe they're going to get to heaven by something they do. I believe the only way I'm going to get to heaven is by something Christ has done. I have no merit in my own self because I was born and conceived in sin. I have nothing to boast of. Jesus paid it all. I didn't surrender all. And so, all glory and honor goes to Christ. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. Are you taking the glory of your salvation to yourself? Or are you giving all glory to Christ? Is it amazing grace, how sweet the sound, or amazing free will, how sweet the sound? Which is it? Well, to the Arminians, their free will is pretty sweet sounding. I had a person tell me, God, you know, no one's ever going to take my free will away from me. Well, I'll tell you what, amazing grace, how sweet it sounds to me. You know, are you trusting in your free will, which doesn't exist? Are you trusting in the one who created you and brought life to you in the gospel? The gospel is good news that Jesus Christ came in the world to save his people from their sins. God is not a used car salesman. He did not make you an offer. If Jesus Christ foreknew you, if he predestinated you unto adoption, you have been given eternal life. That's good news, folks. That's the best news anyone could ever be given. By grace are you saved, through faith, not of works, not of your free will, lest any man should boast. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Have mercy, mercy, have mercy on me. That's my plea. That's my only hope, is that God has had mercy on me. And that he's forgiven me of all my sins by his precious blood on the cross. Predestinated unto adoption. Oh, what a marvelous act on the part of God Almighty. It was an eternal pact between the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, adopting me and their family before I was even born. What an inheritance we've been given. An inheritance reserved for us, undefiled, reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. Well, this morning, I never get tired of proclaiming the truth of the Word of God. I went to a so-called Christian school from grade school through high school, except for fourth grade. And it was called a Christian school, but it wasn't. Frankly, it wasn't Christian at all, because they didn't teach the Bible. They taught a pack of lies. They lied to me about cosmology. They lied to me about salvation. They lied to me about Christology. They lied to me about so many things, you know. And then I look back on it and I say, wow, I didn't go to a Christian school. I went to an Arminian free will Bible-denying school. That's where I went. So, the last 30 years, I guess, I should say really the last 25 years, I have proclaimed the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The true gospel is that I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. Excuse me. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives to suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart, every word. Don't leave stuff out. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God. When it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and hope and repentance was a gift so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope or repentance when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we've been born again. By the Holy Spirit, who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ and then joy he did bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are a part of the elect family, bought by his blood, adopted by him before we were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is my eternal song that I will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I am forever free in eternal life he did to me bring. Well, may the good Lord be with you today, and we can sing My Wonderful Lord in a little different way. God bless.